It has been quite the week in politics on the national stage, state level too. Let's start with that second one, the state level. State is Georgia. Politician is, of course, Herschel Walker. Walker, of course, is the GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate for Georgia. His track record when it comes to honesty, let's just say, he's a few yards short of a touchdown. Most recent example is how this devout pro-lifer, who's against any abortion for any reason, paid for a girlfriend to get an abortion. Of course, Walker denied even knowing who this woman was until he was reminded that she's also the mother of one of the kids he had out of wedlock who wasn't aborted. But never let it be said that Walker can't turn a negative into a positive. Just after these allegations came out, Walker played the victim card and wound up raking in about $500,000 of campaign donations this past week. Actually, in one day. Are there that many people who fold to the victim card? I mean, it's not like this is the first lie Walker has told on the campaign trail. For years, Walker told the story that he graduated in the top 1% of his class at the University of Georgia. He didn't. Profile of Walker back from 1982 said that he scored a B average at school. And Walker himself told the Chicago Tribune in 1985 he maintained a 3.0 before his grades dropped. When the Daily Beast learned about the existence of a 10-year-old child back in June, went to the campaign for comment. Campaign manager prepared a statement, but he went to Walker first with a question. Are there any other kids? Walker said no. So they put the statement out. Very next day, Daily Beast came knocking again, asking about another undisclosed child, this time a 13-year-old. Campaign officials went to Walker. He said, yeah, that one's mine too. Then we've seen others being revealed since then, most recent this past week. Walker once claimed, this was to a U.S. Army audience, that he worked in law enforcement, so he had a gun. And actually, he specifically said in 2017, I work with the Cobb County Police Department. No, he doesn't. No record of Walker working with that department. Walker has said he's an FBI agent, although he's not. He did take a week's training at the FBI school in Quantico, Virginia. He told supporters recently at a rally, whenever Georgia needed somebody to speak up for their businesses, they called Herschel Walker. Walker trying to make his business success appear a lot more than what it was. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution took a look at court records, other public documents, found that Walker has been less than accurate or honest about the number of people that his companies employ, their size, the assets they own. Instead, they found a string of defaults, settlements, lawsuits, unpaid loans in the millions of dollars. Walker takes credit for founding, co-founding, sometimes operating, a program called Patriot Support of Veterans Program. Turns out it was founded 11 years before Walker was hired to actually be a spokesperson for Patriot Support. Company paid, just in 2021, paid Walker $331,000, and you're probably catching on here. No need to go further with that. But there is at least one person who's trying to wake people up, especially among Republicans, Herschel's son, Christian.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values, people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? I was silent lie after lie after lie. The abortion card drops yesterday. It's literally his handwriting in the car. They say they have receipts, whatever. He gets on Twitter. He lies about it. Okay, I'm done. Done. Everything has been a lie. And so for the right to say I'm being suspicious for saying, hey, I'm done with the lies, when you all have been calling me saying, is this true about your dad? Gosh, we're not going to win Georgia, this candidate, all that's been you. You have no idea what I've been through in my life. You have no idea what me and my mom have survived. We could have ended this on day one. We haven't. I haven't told any stories. I'm just saying, don't lie. Don't lie on my mom. Don't lie on me. Don't lie on the lives you've destroyed and act like you're some moral family man. Y'all should care about that, conservatives. And then for people on the left to act as though I'm responsible for all of the things that he has done. I've talked about father episodes. I've talked all these issues because they've been close to me. Because they matter to me, because I went through it. That's why I've talked about it. So when you say, well, talk about your dad, but I am. I'm saying this behavior is atrocious. Don't come for me. You don't have to like my apology. You don't have to like me. You don't have to. I'm just saying I'm done with the lies. We were told at the beginning of this, he was going to get ahead of his past, hold himself accountable, all of these different things, and that would have been fine. Go ahead. He didn't do any of that. Everything's been a lie. Everything's been downplayed. Everything's been cutting corners. The whole thing. And whose expense is that at? Me, my mom, as we're chased down by the media, we're terrorized, all these different things. People are questioning my authenticity. I'm done. Don't lie. Don't put this on me. This is a candidate issue, not a me issue. I wouldn't have spoken out if there weren't all these lies every day. And just two more things I have to address, and then I'm done with this buffoonery nut job land. This is atrocious. People on the right are pulling up that I did a campaign event with my dad last year, and they're saying, well, you supported him all last year and all this year. You look suspicious. No. You all have been calling me saying, why aren't you on the campaign trail with your dad? Why aren't you helping him out? This looks weird. You should go help him. And I've said to you calmly, I'm not getting involved. You don't know my family life. I did one event last year when we were told he was going to get ahead of his past and hold himself accountable. None of that happened. Everything's been a lie. So for me to tell you I'm not getting involved, and then you also be flooding my DMs and calling me saying, I didn't know all this about your dad. We're going to lose the Senate race. And then when I simply say, I'm done with the lies, you go, well, Christian looks suspicious. Excuse me? I haven't told one story about what I experienced with him. I'm just simply saying, don't lie. And then for certain political pundits to be pulling up old pictures I posted of my dad, thinking they can police and determine what my relationship with my dad was. If you want to pull stuff up, I'll pull stuff up. Don't try me. Don't test my authenticity. All of this has been a lie and you've known it. You've known. So don't you dare. And then to the left, who says, well, he did all this to your mom and you were still with him and, you know, that's weird. You know nothing about my life. My parents went through a dirty divorce. I went through a lot as a child and you don't know anything. You don't know the ebbs and flows of our relationship. Nobody knows anything. So for everyone making these wild theories and whatever, that's crazy. This is about a bunch of lies. Again, I could, if I had an issue with whatever, I could have ended this day. Well, that's not my intention. My intention is don't lie about your life at the expense of me, my mom, and all of the people that you've affected throughout your life. You don't get to pretend you're some moral family guy. You don't get to pretend all these things. Talk policy, talk normal. Do not lie.
I guess there's one less Father's Day card Herschel will be getting. Then there's Donald Trump. Trump continues his longtime feud with Mitch McConnell, criticizing Mitch in a statement on Truth Social. Here's how it read. Is McConnell approving all these trillions of dollars worth of Democrat-sponsored bills without even the slightest bit of negotiation because he hates Donald J. Trump and he knows I am strongly opposed to them? Or is he doing it because he believes in the fake and highly destructive Green New Deal and is willing to take the country down with him? In any event, either reason is unacceptable. He has a death wish. Must immediately seek help and advice from his China-loving wife, Coco Chow. Elaine Chow, former transportation secretary in the Trump administration, by the way. Seems like Trump's ramping up his game, promotion of violence and racism, all in one outburst. So how have Republicans responded to these two? Well, there have been a lot of responses from a variety of levels within the GOP. Best way to sum what they've all said is, yeah, the GOP will pretty much stand with Trump and whoever he anoints, just like with the classified documents taken to Mar-a-Lago. The same questions exist. Why? I think I know. Follow me on this one now. We talked earlier about domestic violence, with October being National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. A question someone on the outside will often ask is, oh, come on, if it's so bad, why is she staying? That's often because the abuser has made their victim so dependent on them that the victim believes they can't even take a breath on their own without a connection to that person. Medical people call that the Stockholm Syndrome. You actually fall in love with your captor. The abuser will attack again, and back off for a short period. That causes the target of their abuse to be just so grateful for the backing off that they'll stay connected to their abuser out of gratitude for letting them have that that peaceful day, part of a day maybe. That backing off, by the way, that's called the honeymoon period. These are the same mechanics in play with the Republicans in Congress and in state campaigns when it comes to Donald Trump. Yeah, Trump is this. Yeah, Trump is that. But without him, I've got nothing. And, you know, truth be told, if we go back in time to 2016, Trump himself even revealed what was to come.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
This is why there are so many concerns about what will happen if after the midterms Republicans don't win back both the House and the Senate, gain control of the election process at the state level. If there's no rising up, then the abuse will resume.